News in brief at Press TV. In the U.S., anti-corporate protesters have pledged to expand their rallies as Republican presidential hopefuls step up their election campaigns. And the activists say they'll interrupt candidates at events and camp out at their Iowa campaign offices. Hundreds of Occupy activists are expected to participate in a People's Caucus. Also in the U.S., the Defense Department says the number of sexual assaults at prestigious military academies is on the rise. This despite extensive efforts by academies to raise awareness of the problem. The Pentagon says the surge of sexual assault cases is possibly due to more victims coming forward to notify authorities. Furious Yemenis continue to take to the streets to demand the prosecution of Ali Abdullah Saleh. This while the outgoing ruler says he's planning on leaving the country for the U.S., but Washington says it has not yet decided whether to grant him a visa. Also in Yemen, the Youth Revolution Movement, the key organizer of anti-regime protests, has called for the arrest of the U.S. ambassador. Gerald Fairstein is accused of giving the green light to the regime to kill protesters arriving in the capital Sana'a from Taiz on Saturday. Reports coming out of Canada says weapons-grade uranium is secretly being transported from the country into the United States. Hundreds of kilograms of highly enriched uranium is gradually being shipped from Ontario. That's enough to make several Hiroshima-sized nuclear bombs. Iran's Navy has begun the second phase of 10-day drills in international waters beyond the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the first vice president has warned that the flow of crude oil from the strategic strait could be stopped in case foreign sanctions are imposed on Iranian oil exports. Israeli aircraft have killed at least one Palestinian and injured 10 others in the Gaza Strip. Two drones separately hit a motor tricycle and a civilian car. The airstrikes took place on the third anniversary of the beginning of Israel's devastating 22-day war on Gaza. And observers from the Arab League have visited Syria's restive city of Homs. The monitoring mission says Damascus has been cooperative. They say authorities have given them access to different locations without restriction. The monitoring mission has held talks with local officials, including the governor of Homs.